You're watching Happy Neighbors. I'm Michael Satt.
I'm Antonio Cipollari.
I'm Jacob Gibbs.
It's been a little bit.
Yeah, man.
It has. Oh,
it's been almost a month.
I forgot how to get out here.
I know, right? I had to, just trying to set everything back up.
Look, like, everything's new. Everything's changed. And
yeah.
That power line's up.
Yeah, did y'all see that?
Yeah,
I noticed. Like,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I did.
Nobody knows what we're talking about, but in my parking lot, there's been a power, some kind of power line down for
months.
Long time, yeah.
Seasons.
I think it was here when I first started coming.
That was a year ago.
Yeah. That was a year ago.
Yeah. It's up, so
It
just goes to show we're in a new era right
now. I'm surprised somebody did not snatch that down. You know, like running to it, turning around or something.
Yeah. A lot of times, like a FedEx truck or something coming in there.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
I'm surprised it did not.
Look like the 4th of July.
Yeah. And have some cooked squirrel.
Michael, have you ever had squirrel?
Never. I don't eat weird. I don't eat like strange meats. I know some people get into that.
They say it's good.
I heard somebody said they had a yak burger recently.
A yak burger?
That's it.
What's a yak burger?
A yak.
Yak. It's like a goat. It's like a goat.
Is it like a goat?
Mountain goat.
Like a mountain
goat.
Yeah, like a yak.
Yeah, it's like a mountain goat.
I should have paid attention in school. It's animals.
Yeah,
that's. But I've always heard squirrel dumplings are like off the chain. They say those things are good.
What's that? What's that? Is it Gunnersville that's got that restaurant where it's wild game?
Oh, is it?
Oh, no, I know it.
Is it Gunnersville?
I haven't been out there.
It's I know it's a G.
They have like elk and
really?
Yeah.
Huh. And they got a petting zoo.
Whoa, so you're out there being friendly before you're eating the meal? I don't think so. That does not sound. That does not sound right.
So you get to pet it before you eat it?
Yeah.
Get to know your lunch.
It's just like them restaurants got a lobster tank.
True, yeah.
It's no different.
That's true.
Don't you know those poor lobsters, too, with those rubber bands on their hands?
Oh, man.
Just waiting to get picked.
Yeah. I just imagine, like, if you've got an itch. And your little lobster hands are all, you got those things rubber banded. You're not scratching anything.
You remember, was it Food World that used to have those?
I think so.
There's no grocery stores that have them anymore.
For wild lobsters, nope.
Yeah, uh-uh. Food World had a big seafood department.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss Food World.
I forgot about the lobsters and the tanks. Yeah. That's as fresh as it gets.
Not anymore.
Well,
now it's on the ice or something.
I'd say probably straight from the ocean would be fresher than in the tank, right? I don't know. It's kind of the same, isn't it?
I guess. I don't know. I think you'd have to purge them a little bit. So that's probably what they're in.
You're right.
Just to kind of flush them.
Yeah.
Because my buddy, every time they eat snapping turtle, they always like have to put the turtle into a 55-gallon drum.
I didn't know that. So you're purging out some of the...
Mm-hmm. Put a bunch of salt in there with it.
And then also, like, if you've seen some of these lobster fishermen, I don't know, would you call awesome lobster capture?
Yeah.
They'll go through them, make sure if they're pregnant or not, and they'll throw them back in.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
As high as lobster tails are, that'd be a pretty good living.
That would. I saw a show one time in Japan. It was a live show, and they pulled out a fish from the tank, cut off a sliver for some sushi, put it on the plate, and then put the fish back in.
Really?
The tank.
Put it back
in
the tank?
Yeah, that's as fresh as you can get right
that,
there.
Nah. Nope.
Yeah.
Not doing that.
I don't know if I could do that.
You don't think you could do it?
Nah.
He just got back in swimming around.
That's weird.
Swimming on his side because he ain't got.
What kind of fish was it, though?
I guess they just keep letting the fish heal.
How would you take the scale off?
I guess you just keep letting the fish heal.
I think it was underneath, you know, the.
So they like
cut
and cut through. That's
I don't
weird,
know.
Man. That's,
yeah.
Isn't that inhumane, though? HIPAA's going to get them.
A
HIPAA.
Are you kidding me? They're not worried about PETA.
PETA gonna get them.
Hadn't you heard about like where they have the lagoons where they have
the
dolphin massacre?
Yes. Yeah,
they're not worried about PETA.
Wait, you don't know about this?
No, what are we talking about? There's dolphin fighting?
Yeah, there's like several cliff sides up over in Japan where they
somehow like wrangle in like
dolphins.
Just swarms of dolphins.
And they'll
hundreds
just
of
cut them up.
It's pretty
fish.
Gruesome.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah. Whoa. Gruesome.
Yeah. Why would you? mean, what's good on a dolphin that you want?
I don't know. They probably like, well, it looks like a shark. Must taste like a shark.
Some people eat the shark fin soup.
Yeah.
Had it.
Because you know mahi-mahi, right? They don't call it dolphin fish because people would get it confused with a real dolphin. They actually call it mahi-mahi.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I heard that before because they're like...
So that way people won't go hunt dolphins.
That way you're not up there and you're like, yeah, I'll take some dolphin. And your kid's like, Flipper. I've always heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds
legit, don't it? I guess.
Mahi-mahi. Can I have the mahi-mahi?
Are you a fish guy? Let me tell you what I did. I got some salmon.
Salmon.
Oh, I like it.
Salmon.
Salmon.
Crappy.
Salmon.
Get you some
I got
crappy.
Some from Walmart. Have you ever tried theirs?
No, but I hear our shrimp are radioactive.
Yeah. Okay. So first off, the shrimp.
What does that mean?
We saw the news come out that Great Value shrimp is radioactive. Traces of some kind of cesium element or something in it.
I mean, what?
So I got the salmon. Then I went to Publix and got some from the seafood part. It was the select grade, you know, kind of the fancier, whatever.
Yeah.
Side by side. What do y'all think?
I think Walmart's look better for some reason.
Really?
No, yeah. I would say Publix for sure.
I'm going to say Walmart's looks better.
Yeah.
But the Publix one tasted better.
Man, I couldn't tell the difference.
Really?
Yeah, how about that?
Huh.
Yeah, and the price was about double. So yeah. I don't know. Now, I don't know what kind of additives and stuff I'm eating in the Walmart when I don't care, you know. I don't know.
I guess
it's radioactive too, maybe. But
Publix like waxes their vegetables and stuff, I think. You go in there and you're like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, I've never thought a bell pepper was so beautiful.
Oh, it looks so good, doesn't it? Makes you want to eat it off the shelf.
You just see yourself in it.
Yeah, they've got some good looking veggies.
But you know, I've heard stuff people talk like what you're talking about with like batteries and stuff.
Yeah.
They say like a lot of like off brand batteries or whatever last like way longer than like a Duracell.
Yeah. I'll tell you this.
I bet this is coming off the same boat.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. Well, that's what one of my kids asked is, what's the difference? The fish or the fish, right? I kind of had to think about it a little bit.
We're all eating. I mean, it's all going in the same place.
I'll tell you this too. Whatever the opposite of waxing your vegetables is, that's what Walmart's doing with their bell peppers in that big crate. Like, you're not seeing anything reflecting off of those.
Would you rather see yourself in the bell pepper?
No, I'm fine with it.
Exactly.
I'm fixing to get into this, but if you do Walmart pickup,
yeah,
they are not going to pick out the freshest looking stuff
at all.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, they're not looking at your vegetable.
It looks like they're like, hey, yeah, go ahead and grab him that box of rotten strawberries. He's only got two good ones. Yeah.
That broccoli, half of it looks brown. Yeah, he'll have that one.
The potatoes are growing in the bag. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what, though. They will not hesitate on giving you a refund on the app.
Oh.
If you're on the app and you're like, because I had some bad bell peppers, as it were.
So you can actually report it back.
Yeah, I just straight up went in there and said,
and
they
refer that
it.
You do.
So y'all know. Is that actually Walmart people, or is there people hired to come in there and do that? I would hate doing that.
To pick your groceries? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they pick. We have a whole department that does that.
So the Walmart people does it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah, they're not. You know what, though? They're told just to get it fast. They're not going through
I'm
it.
Sure. Well, and two, I mean, I'm sure they're like.
I'm not.
Yeah, don't comment, Tony.
Yeah, don't
even.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. If I was like working at owned a grocery store or something, I'd be like, yeah, let's try to pass that off on them. If they're not here,
if they're too lazy to even come in, just give them the junk.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, okay, I agree with that. But what I don't like is though they do give better prices. I feel like online, there have been times where I went to the store to pick up something. And it was cheaper to go back home and order it online. How does that work?
Will they not match it?
No, they won't match it.
They won't match no
more? Tax is the same. They won't match an online price. You either have to buy it online or in the store.
See, really? I thought that was one of their policy things.
Yeah, that's, I don't know about that.
No, I think
those days.
They don't.
Amazon.
Amazon. Oh, geez, we hear about Amazon real quick. Amazon's thinking about taking away their Lena, how you can have one. Sorry, mate. I'm sorry. I went off topic. But you know how Amazon Prime, you can have more than one address.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about taking that away.
So you can't have stuff delivered somewhere else.
Yep.
I don't like that.
Mm-mm. But just get it delivered to your house.
Yeah, and then you got to mail it again. But so, like, if I get a gift for my nephew or something in Charleston, See, I can just have it delivered straight.
A lot of people are like, I guess we're just going to have to start doing gifts. Yeah. We're going to do gifts.
That's no good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Didn't know that, Tony.
Yep.
Is that some kind of fake TikTok thing? I don't know
if it's a fake TikTok thing, but I kind of
believe
it. If you
saw it on TikTok, it's got to be true.
You got to watch Tony. You got to watch Tony. He's getting a lot of his info off TikTok these days.
Like,
he has a lot of...
They're about to drain Smith.
I cannot believe when I saw that you were serious for a minute.
Yeah, Tony says, guys, heads up. They're draining Smith Lake.
They're about to know about the bunker.
They've got it. That's what it is. They've got to clean the bunker, the UFO holding area. They've got to clean it out.
I read through the comments and I'm like, this dude's lying through his teeth. God damn.
Yep. He got you, Tony.
He did.
You don't think you would have heard about it before now if they were draining Smith Lake?
And I'm like, why would they do that? There's so many people live on Smith Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're not draining it.
Not draining that thing.
No, unless the UFO situation, you maybe have to add more. Surely they've got a way to get into it, like from under the dam or something.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Okay.
Telescopic. Is that what you call it? Ain't that right? My kids are always talking about, I'm on something over there. What do you call it?
Huh?
I'm on a...
I don't know.
Teleportation. Telescopic?
Yeah, what? I think
I have to teleport.
You go down by the dam and there's a phone booth.
And they teleport you in.
Yes.
Or is it one of those Men in Black type situations where it's a elevator?
Oh, yeah. Down into the bunker. That sounds right to me.
Yeah.
Elevator. Here comes the Men in Black.
I saw somebody talking about this the other day online, and I thought, this is a pretty interesting question. Okay, let's just say you own 5 acres.
Okay.
5 acres of land. You have it. How deep down in the ground do you own? Like, could you just start digging it out and building your own city down there? You know what I'm talking about?
Well, you gotta have city ordinance, and then you gotta get some contractors in place, and then
I'm talking about out in the county.
Unincorporated county.
Yeah. How far down do you own?
I think you fall down to the core.
See?
Well, yeah, but if you keep going, you own part of China.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. What if I own my land?
Somewhere.
Nah, you're going to go down to the, what is it, inner earth?
Equator?
Equator. Inner earth.
Okay.
Like
the inner crust?
No. What do you call it? The theory that earth sits on the outside of earth sits on
a giant turtle?
No.
Tortoise?
Oh, my gosh.
Snow globe.
That's Terry Pratchett, I think.
The theory that the Earth's crust sits on top of another Earth.
Oh.
What is considered the Earth's crust? Kind of sounds nasty. The Earth's crust.
I think that's where we grow our food.
Like the outer right area.
Where do you live? No, I live over Christy.
It's the hollow earth theory.
I've got to look this up. I haven't heard that.
The hollow earth theory, that there's another part of the earth underneath what we see today.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's you're saying there could be life like in the middle of the earth?
Yeah, there's life in the middle of the earth. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So there's a whole other world beneath this one.
Yeah.
Hollow Earth theory.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna read this. It says, the Hollow Earth theory is the debunked and pseudoscientific idea that the planet Earth is either entirely hollow or contains a substantial inner space. Bad news, Tony. It's
fake news.
Fake news, man. Eventually you'd run out of air.
No. How?
Well, you just keep reproducing, and there's not enough room. You just run out of air because if it's inside the earth, and it's just like a...
there's cracks in the earth, and then that's how the air escapes through the hollow earth theory.
Is it dark or do they have their own sun?
Yeah, do they get light?
They get it's like luminescent. Like you would go into these caves. It's got.
Is this like the Murloc people from the Time Machine?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, folks.
They went down in underground. You know, the Murlocs.
What?
In the Time Machine. Y'all remember that one?
The Time Machine?
Yeah, the book.
I don't know if I've seen it.
Had a movie. No. Old movie. He went into the future. And you had, anyways, well, okay, Hollow Earth. I didn't know that, Tony.
Yeah, I think the Hollow Earth theory is more. I feel like it can be more realistic than these flat earthers.
You like the Hollow Earth more than the flat Earth?
Yes, for definitely.
Yeah,
I think it's all nuts.
I mean, it's true.
If somebody was like. Can you imagine if, we come up on another planet, how far would they be advanced, or would we be, further advanced than them, or, what kind of stuff?
Well, clearly, they're more advanced than us.
Yeah. It'd be kind of cool to see,
They reached us before we did them, so they're clearly more advanced in some ways, but I'm sure there's going to be other ways, that's a little weird.
What if they don't have cell phones or something?
Yeah.
They have something different.
Something else.
Yeah.
They can talk to each other telepathically.
Boy, that'd be horrible. Can you imagine if I was just sitting here and suddenly Tony could be talking in my head? I mean, this would be terrible. How do you, can you turn it off? You know, what if Jacob just starts whispering in my ear telepathically? I don't want that. I gotta shut that out.
Then we went, oh, Michael, what are you doing?
I don't get that out of my head.
What are you wearing? It's 2 a.m. What are you doing? You up?
You need a helmet. Who has that? Magneto?
Magneto, yeah.
He's got the helmet. That's what you need. Everybody would be they'd all be walking around with Magneto helmets.
Magneto.
Yeah.
Magneto.
Oh, man.
You say Magneto.
Yeah.
There's no emphasis on the T.
I love when Tony corrects us on anything.
It's because you can't pronounce things correctly, Michael.
I'd get a life sentence if a grammar police come up and checked me out pretty hard. Yeah,
that could be in trouble. Yeah. Can't wait to hear. If we all only talked like Tony, we'd be okay.
So proper.
You know, it's what I do every day. Every day of my life.
Man.
Yeah, the wife tries to get me to help with the kids. It's homework, and I'm like, do y'all want to fail? You know what I mean?
It's a recipe for disaster.
What subject were you good at?
PE.
Yeah.
Really?
Ag.
Yeah. I got one of the county outstanding award.
Oh, yeah, 4-H or what?
Yeah. Well, it's 4-H, and then
Is that even around still?
Yes.
Yeah.
4-H.
Yeah, it's huge. What
I thought. I learned more in ag and home ec than I did anywhere. Yeah. As far as where I soaked up,
you've got a practical mind. Right.
I can fix a zipper on a pair of pants.
Really?
And I can build something, but I can't tell you what a pronoun is. I'm saying. I was always interested in woodworking.
The pronoun, it describes the adjective, right?
Oh, man.
I don't remember that. Pronoun describes the noun.
I'm with a couple of Einsteins here right now. Yeah. I don't know what
Michael
I'm going to do.
We're gonna be in
What's trouble. A pronoun? You know what a pronoun is, Michael?
I don't know what. I don't know. I think everybody's gotten confused on pronouns lately. The world's forgotten what pronoun. We've pronouns got canceled, Tony. Don't you know that? We've canceled pronouns.
It hit me like a ton of bricks.
Oh god.
Yeah, we're all gonna have to go back to school.
Since I've been out of school, though, really and truly, the tape measure is what I've used more than anything.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing for especially. Boys,
yeah,
just to know how to read a tape measure.
Read a tape measure,
okay? Because you're gonna have to use it.
Listen, we've been kind of dogging Tony a little bit, but I got to say this: I looked up recently, I can't remember, an article came up, and this guy was really bragging and enthusiastic about the steaks at Golden Corral. Tony is not the only one, so I think now we've got to go try We just all
it's
need to go.
It's one of those, you gotta...
What are you getting? What are you ordering?
Exactly? At Golden Corral?
Yeah.
I usually go, so as a big boy, you go...
My buddy, he talks about it the same way. He loves
what?
It.
What? Yes, I'm serious.
As a big boy, you go in, okay. I get a steak immediately.
Whoa, are you talking about you're ordering the buffet? Or do you order the
buffet?
Okay.
I'm going
okay.
to buffet. Nice. Okay. But I got a system in place.
Okay.
I get a steak. I get me some fried okra.
Okay.
Pour some of the nacho cheese on it. On the fried okra.
Wow.
And I put some bacon bits on the fried.
Oh, man.
Then I don't use, and I put maybe some mushrooms on the side for the steak.
Yeah. I like some good cooked mushrooms.
Yeah, and then I do too. Are you getting gravy?
That's why I specifically say gravy.
They don't have gravy.
They
no rice butter. And gravy or mashed potatoes and gravy?
I mean, they have mashed potatoes. I don't get that.
They ain't got the brown gravy?
For the mashed potatoes?
Tony, yeah. I bet somewhere it's like in the soup, you know, like in
yeah,
the
they, thing, they do. Probably. I just don't put it on there.
I wouldn't mind going and trying it, but I can't do it this week. I can't get food poisoning before I...
You got a procedure coming up.
I can't take a chance on getting food poisoning.
No, you don't want that.
No, I've got a buddy that really tells the same thing.
He's same like, thing. Yeah. Golden Corral.
Great steak.
How much is the...
It's
the,
like $20.
Wow. That seems high.
No.
Well, maybe it depends. It
depends on where you're going.
$20.
I can't eat. I don't feel like I do enough to justify $20 worth of food, man. Honestly.
That's why you go there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Here's the thing, though. A really nice steak meal at 412 is only like $32.
Yeah.
How big is that steak, though?
You can get a...
How big? Hold on. How big is that steak, and how many steaks can you have?
See, that's the Golden Corral.
That's the Golden Corral. Mm-hmm. I could go to Golden Corral, get $20 worth of steak. I could go to Golden Corral, eat $20 worth of steaks, because I can keep going. Just keep going. Keep going. How many steaks have you eaten at Golden Corral? I've done in one sitting at least 5.
You have not.
Yep.
Five steaks.
We got to get him into. We got to get you in the wing eating contest next time.
Nah, yeah. I'm good.
Why?
If you can eat 5 steaks,
that was a minute ago.
No, I'm not talking about the hottest.
Oh no,
how many?
Oh yeah, I'm talking about the. Yeah.
How many? How many wings could you eat?
Are they good wings or are they bad wings?
Yeah, your choice.
As good as you can get.
Flats, drums, whatever you want. It's your choice.
Do they got?
I mean, for somebody that loves Golden Corral, you're acting real picky right now. Mm. Like, what is?
Because I like good flavor. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I'm saying they're wings.
Are they sauced or dry rubbed?
Chef Tony, it doesn't matter. It's a contest. It's not you're not trying to get Michelin stars on the wings.
I'm not wanting to get Michelin stars. I just want a good wing.
You get what you get.
Okay, yeah. I could probably do 20.
That seems like an average Joe could do 20.
Yeah, because I think 30 is what they make you do up here, right?
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah.
Where?
At the they had that eating one that second Fridays. They had that contest up there.
Did they?
Yeah. I can't remember who won. Yeah, I think it was 30 wings.
20 seems light.
I mean, that was on a good day.
I mean, that's what you're just talking about, an average day of eating. I'm talking about for a contest.
Yeah, that's probably about average day of eating.
Yeah, so what are you going to do on a contest?
I'd probably add another 25 to that.
Think you could eat 45?
45.
Yeah.
God, oh, pay good money to see that.
Yeah. We need to call Josh. I'll call Josh Wiggins right now. We need to make
whatever. Don't put me on it. I mean, it's been a minute since I've done anything like that.
We need 50 smoked wings.
I mean,
yes.
I used to eat wings over here in
Downtown Grill.
Yeah, Downtown Grill on Thursday nights.
Theirs can be a little small sometimes.
And I do about 20 wings.
But
23rd wing,
a Downtown Grill wing and a Moe's barbecue wing.
I like the little bitty ones, and I always tell them, make them crispy.
Small
I like
and crispy.
Them crispy. Yeah. I love them like that.
Yeah. They had a wing eating contest at Second Fridays?
Yeah. How would you prepare? Like, how would you build up to this?
I would definitely eat in the morning.
So you skip lunch?
I would skip lunch. I eat less when I do that, I think. I really do,
you know?
Because your stomach shrinks a
when
little.
When you're starving, I'll go somewhere and order all this stuff, and I eat like half
see,
of it.
See, I've learned that if I eat...
Got to keep it.
If I don't eat in the morning, then my next meal is not going to be like, I can't eat big because then I'll be over full.
Mm. Yeah.
So I have to eat something small in the morning and then not eat anything for the whole
day. Are you going to drink anything?
I'll probably drink water the entire day.
Salad too. Don't they say salad stretches your stomach or something?
Does it?
I think people train with salad. Salad,
and then I'll probably do a little bit of salt water. Bloats up my stomach a little bit.
We're getting, yeah.
Getting technical.
Yeah.
Getting scientific.
Yeah. If you, what do you think the most you could eat of though, like food wise? See, I think mine would be pizza.
How many you pieces?
Know, yeah, well, I have ate like 3/4 of a pizza before from like a Hunt Brothers.
Oh, that's
it. Ain't nothing to brag
nothing
about. But
yeah,
I feel like if I was going to be in a contest, pizza would have to be mine.
I thought you were going to come out with a big number because I know some people that can eat like 2 whole pizzas.
Yeah.
What size pizza though?
Large.
Yeah, I've done that before.
What?
No, not
Tony.
Two. Not one. I've eaten one whole large pizza.
Tony.
So. Y'all remember the old little Caesar football field pizza?
Yeah. The long
Why
one.
Why don't they do that anymore?
I don't know.
What, the what?
It was the box was like huge, man. It was like this. It was a big old football field.
They still do that.
Do they?
Yeah.
And you don't see Caesar much anymore. You know, it used to say pizza.
Yeah.
Right,
he
remember
still
that?
Does.
Yeah,
where
pizza,
do you
pizza? Yeah,
yeah. I don't see him anymore.
Which is not ready or hot, neither. When you get there,
it like is.
Yeah, because
they're hot and ready
for you, maybe.
Yeah, they're ready, man. They're sitting there and under the lamp.
Well,
the
I'll go ahead and say this: Arab Alabama ain't
okay.
See, you going
Coleman's
to the wrong?
Got,
you go,
they're hot
got
ready.
Two.
They got one person working in there. Sometimes it's running the register, cooking.
Oh, man, that's Little wild. Caesars has gone the route of Dollar General. They'll just stick one person in there.
Yeah.
Oof.
That's got to be.
And you
want to
get mad, but it's like, how are you going to get mad?
You can't get mad.
I mean, asking for the manager, obviously, he's going to tell me it's him or he's not there.
He's playing all the rules. He's back there cooking, taking your money,
yeah,
managing the store. That's too much.
I tipped the guy actually last time at Lee K's birthday party. We went through Little Caesars.
Yeah.
Supposed to be ready at 1. I called in like 10, know, whenever. Still wasn't ready. Poor guy was in there hustling, I'm talking about. And I was watching him. I was fuming at first.
Sure.
I gave him a tip. I'm like, I appreciate you coming to work.
You felt bad for all the things you were thinking in your head.
Yeah, I was kind of like, that's the only way I can erase this with... In my mind, but
yeah, man. See, that's the thing about food service. A lot of people don't understand. Like, it could get bustling, and then you start thinking, "Hey, I need my food." Blah.
Yeah,
and then you don't know what's going on with behind the scenes.
Yeah,
I don't think a lot of people don't know that. I think most people know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, there's some people that
which Little Caesars, you know, you see all.
That's what I'm saying. You're looking right at them. They know what's up. Yeah.
I understand that, Michael. I'm talking about, like, there's other people around town. I'm not saying specific Coleman. Now, there's other people around the world that just be like, no, they're entitled.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. And then they tip them, like, 50 cents.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who's got it going on. And this is not Coleman, but Top of the River.
In Gunnersville.
Yes.
They've got the onions and...
We went Sunday.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love...
Do you know it, Tony?
Nah.
It's upstairs and everything. This place is...
Oh, I got to go up steps?
Huge. No, I said, there's like a lower level. There's a top. There's a... But, I mean, they were literally packed.
Wow.
And every table, they bring out the cornbread, the onions,
and coleslaw. What kind of cornbread?
It's got the... it's Mexican cornbread.
Is it sweet or is it spicy?
It's a little, maybe a little bit.
Is it corn? It's got corn peppers in it.
Is it like Cracker Barrels?
No, no.
Nah, this has actually got.
Is it sweeter than Cracker
Barrels? It
comes out on a. You've never tried it.
It comes out on a skillet, like a little bitty skillet.
Is it sweeter?
I'm good.
Hold on.
I'm good. I don't need it.
I don't know what kind of batter they used. Okay.
No. Yeah. What?
What? No.
What kind of cornmeal? How did they make the cornmeal?
I'm asking.
Was it sweet corn?
Was it sweeter than Cracker Barrels?
See, I like Cracker Barrels too with butter on it, but. It's kind of a sweet, spicy. I would say it's a good mixture.
Okay, I might try it.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, yeah, it's really good.
We should just be able to keep
up with all that out there.
Yeah, that's a lot.
How in the world can you have that many skillets? Like,
I've got a lot of skillets. Yeah, do y'all use the iron skillets?
Nah.
My wife does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way to cook.
Nah.
Yeah.
It is good. And a
only
skillet.
Only because you know, my family is not necessarily from the South.
Okay.
So ain't nobody taught us. My family
There's a way to do it.
To break in a skillet.
Yeah, you got to season it.
Yeah, you got to season it.
You ever really wash it, right? Wipe it out.
Yeah. Put some oil on it.
Yeah. Kind of like a griddle top.
Yeah.
Somebody said put like rocks in it. No, not like when you first buy a skillet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to do all that. I mean, all you do is just wipe it down with some oil, put it in the oven for 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
Nobody done taught me that.
Yeah.
Do that.
I'll teach you. Get you some. You would love.
I mean, I love to cook.
You can use like olive oil, any vegetable, anything. Can you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Does a ghee work? Not ghee.
Probably. I don't know.
What's the animal fat?
Yeah.
I'm thinking you could even do butter in there, can't you?
Probably any kind of oil. Yeah, any kind of fat.
Well, I mean, I'm sure somebody's going to be commenting on this and be like, no, don't use that.
Maybe, but I mean, I would think any oil would work.
I was told like you put rocks in it, you like shake it up a little bit.
See, I never heard of that.
I don't think you have to do any of that.
It's like, what the heck?
No, because it's iron. It's strong.
Yeah.
It's not, the rocks aren't going
to. I mean, a skillet probably lasts forever if it's taken care of, right?
Yeah. You hear about people that have them passed down and passed on, or you go find them at like a, you know, old yard sale or something, and you can clean them good. If they're rusted out, you can sand them down.
Like, you just, how do you clean it?
Okay. Well, if it's rusted, you have to kind of, some people sand it. I've seen people get sanders, and you kind of have to actually put some elbow grease in it.
The best thing I figured out to clean the griddle top. Vodka.
Really?
Really? Seriously.
Yeah. Didn't know that.
It's cheap.
It's because of the alcohol dissipates.
Pour it all over it and the water, wipe it down. Yeah.
Otherwise, the water makes it rust.
Mm-hmm. Actually, that's what they use for...
It's probably what they... I think they use that at like the Japanese restaurants too.
Yeah.
That's what they use for... like runways and stuff like that. Like designer stuff. Like they'll, because people sweat.
I love Jacob's look right there because he was thinking the same thing as me. He's like, what in the heck is he talking about? Jacob's like,
So costumes, So like TV shows.
Like, I'm glad we went down this route, Tony. Like, you really took us. This is the direction.
Here's the calm.
I was feeling it going.
It's the calm brass white. I'm like, it's good. Here's it white. My thing was, is there's like an art to cornbread.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And them to cook like 500 pounds.
And Tony's
of it.
Out without ever even seeing it. He says, "I'm out." These people are slaving away on some delicious cornbread. Tony's out.
Oh yeah. I mean,
I won't even try.
I'm not even a particular person who does not like sweet cornbread.
Yeah, maybe you should try it first.
Yeah. I will. I said
I'm out.
I said I might try it.
Okay.
Y'all gonna invite me out? Are y'all gonna take?
Yeah. We're all gonna go. But it's a couples only. You have to bring somebody along.
Yeah.
Anybody listening, now's your chance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did y'all ever do the like the BMG thing where you get 10 CDs for the price of one?
Yes, 11 for a cent.
Yeah, 11 for a cent. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
What is this?
Like these music companies and stuff.
I got big trouble over some stuff like that one time, yeah.
Yeah, you get part of a... I don't really... It was like a subscription kind of.
Okay.
But they tell you like, get 11 CDs for a penny.
Oh, is that like the greatest love songs of all time?
No,
you can actually pick them out.
It'd be real.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got signed up for one of those one time.
No.
We had all kind of CDs coming in.
Yeah.
But they get you in the somehow on the they get you.
I can't remember. Is it after the end of the your subscription or whatever, if you don't like purchase so many or something, they
you
charge
start
you for
charged.
The I ordered Monster Ballads when I was a kid. Y'all remember Monster Ballads, the CDs that come out? There's about six of them. It was really good music too, and I thought it was like $16.99 or something. And I talked the parents into it and called them, whatever, got it. And it was like 9 easy payments of $16.99 for those CDs.
It was a scam.
Hey, speak of which, Neutrogena.
Yeah,
have you ever tried that?
What is that, a soap?
No, Neutrogena, the stuff Frank Thomas and them. It's supposed to be like men over 40 with their testosterone.
No.
I kept getting these bottles in the mail because I did the free shipping for one.
Yeah.
Then I noticed they were charging me $88 a month.
Oh, gosh. Man. You serious. Got on a subscription.
Yeah, I called them. I was like, all I did was sign up for the one that said just pay the process and shipping and handling, which was $5.99 or whatever. And they started sending me like a bottle every other week. And then, yeah, it was $82.51 a month.
Oh,
and I canceled and said, can I just send all these back? Because they're just in here in my closet. You know? She's like, no, I'm sorry.
You got scammed.
Got scammed pretty bad. So, yeah, be careful with that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like your goatee was coming a little thicker, though. Maybe that was.
She said, what's your reason for wanting to leave? I'm like, because y'all are a ripoff. That's why.
Yeah.
Things ain't worth. That's like $8 a pill or something.
Man.
For little, that means vitamins.
I guess it depends on what you're getting from it.
I guess. Yeah.
I guess so. You got your T levels are low.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I was laying there bored one night and I saw that thing come up and I was like, that would be nice, you know, if I had more energy.
That's funny, the kind of advertising. You can tell a lot about a person by their ads on Facebook, you know, I guess, or whatever, you know, YouTube or anything that comes up. I was looking on mine the other day and I was going through, I'll have to show you all this picture, but I took a screenshot of it for you. But I'm going through and the advertisement popped up and it said, hey, saber enthusiasts, get your high quality sabers designed to withstand dueling. And it's got a picture of this person with a lightsaber. And I'm not sure how they knew, but I thought that does sound pretty cool. And they make custom made lightsabers.
Yeah, you see how much they cost?
No. Do you know about this?
Oh my God.
You know about
$200?
Really?
Yes.
So you know about the custom lightsabers?
Yes. I've tried to make one. I've made one, but the problem is like I'm going to be spending about $300 on it.
Yeah.
And at the same time, like, I don't know if it's battle. Like, they do make battle ready lightsabers. You laugh.
I mean,
have
like,
you ever went and did one of those?
When you say battle ready, like battle, I mean, you're
like
playing.
It's a blade. Like, it's a glass. It's a, like, glass.
Play pretend ready.
Play, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
It's a play pretend ready.
It's a sword for an adult.
It's a sword for no cutting power.
There's no cutting power.
A sword can actually.
Oh my gosh. Anyway,
battle ready.
I'm sorry, I'm like, a nerd.
Now apparently I am too. I got the advertisement.
Oh, you don't.
It said saber enthusiast. Who says? And secondly, though,
my stuff on my ads is showing up walkers and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
high quality sabers.
Who's it by?
Imperial Workshop.
Oh, nah, don't go with them.
He's like, no.
They're don't no go good. With them. I haven't heard anything good about them.
All right.
And they're overpriced.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Forget it then.
But so like they use like a little plastic instead of, like, you can get the glass collector edition that Disney sells, right?
Okay.
You get those.
I don't think I want to be dueling with glass.
But that exactly. A lot of people are like, when are we going to get ones that are battle ready? They call it battle ready. I'm done.
So if something goes down.
You are ready.
And I show up. We all show up. And we got our we got our weapons and all that. You know, everybody's like packing. And then Tony shows up and he's got this lightsaber.
Ready.
He's like, this thing's battle ready. And we're just like, we didn't even know you was going to be here. We're just going to step back good. And let you handle
you
this.
Telling you, know? Me, you telling me somebody getting hit in the side of the head with a piece of plastic that's glowing, you ain't gonna get hurt.
Walmart is gonna have to just lay off all their security. They won't even need it. They're like, don't worry, Tony's here.
Put him up front.
With a battle ready lightsaber. Nobody's
stealing.
You could be like
door greeter plus like lightsaber.
Bodyguard.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I love it.
Let me get one. Battle I'm gonna whack ready. You on the side of the leg and see what happens.
I will run.
Let
you
me get a broom.
Which one hit me?
Would it hurt worse than a broom handle?
Think of a broom handle, but it's made out of metal.
Like, this is a thick plastic.
You've been watching Happy Neighbors. I'm Michael Sutt.
I'm Antonio Sablari.
I'm Jacob Yips. It's like steel. That plastic's so hard.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You might could even do like, you know how they have the gun safety courses? Tony, you could teach like a saber safety course.
Oh, my Lord, my lung just came out. Oh my gosh, tactical training battle ready
with Tony.
We gotta come up with a name.
But I guarantee you, if I've got me a battle ready lightsaber, I made videos and says this is how you train for a battle ready lightsaber. You know how many people gonna be watching that?
There you go.
See,
it's your calling.
I mean, I would watch it because I'd be like, y'all check this out. This dude has lost it.